What's up, my gorgeous queens? Welcome back to the Healthy But Human podcast. I am so excited to have you here. My name is Callie. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. Healthy But Human is your go-to faith-based wellness podcast where we just talk about realness, relatable wellness. I just share my heart, share things I've been learning in my life. And my hope with the podcast is that it helps you if you've been going through similar things and it just helps you become the best version of yourself. We're doing this thing together. Okay, so let's just get right into things. Today's episode is all about some mindset hacks that will help you really become the best version of you this year. We're going to debunk some common excuses that I personally find myself making a lot. I've heard my friends make, and I know a lot of you guys have also made as well. So we're going to get into it. But first, we have to start off with our self-check-in. Our self-check-in is a time to just ground ourselves to see how we're feeling, see how we're doing, and then we'll go and get right into things. So let's just start by taking a deep inhale through your nose. Fill up your lungs with so much love into your beautiful, amazing, gorgeous body. And then exhale, sighing out, letting go of any tension in your mind, in your muscles. Just let it all out. Slowing it down. Okay, ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how do I feel today? Getting real with yourself here. Never judging yourself. And then ask yourself a follow-up question of why do I feel how I feel? Maybe you're believing something, maybe you had something happen, or maybe you just woke up having the best mood ever, which is my hope for all of you. Okay, next question is, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? I say it every week. Hydration is so crucial for every single thing. Like, let's be real, when we're dehydrated, it can lead to feeling less productive, less energized, just less amazing. So grab your water, even if you have hydrated. Let's all just cheers on 3, 2, 1. Cheers to hydration, my gorgeous queen. Okay, next question for you is, what is one area of my life that I want to glow up? I know that we have been talking so much goal setting lately. I think January is just like our glow up month, honestly, where we're just kind of like looking at our lives, seeing what can change, taking small steps to get there. And I want you to hang on to that area of where you're wanting to glow up, because now we're going to ask the question of, what in this area needs to go? And you can always write these things down, pause the podcast, and get a little piece of paper out to journal, maybe come back to this. And the next question I have for you is, what in this area needs to stay? What is giving this area of my life goodness? Maybe it's in your eating habits. A really good habit has been meal prepping, or kind of thinking ahead of time, like, what am I going to have for lunch so that you're prepared? Or what needs to go could be the waiting till the very last minute to pick out your meal and you're already starving and it's really hard. That is something I've been struggling with. Okay, final question before we dive right into things is, what is one mindset, like, what is one limiting belief I have been experiencing that has been holding me back? And maybe invite the Holy Spirit into this. Sometimes we're blind to things that have been holding us back in our lives, and it just takes the Holy Spirit to open our eyes and ears to see what has been trying to tie us down. Okay, hang on to that, and you will hopefully, after this episode, feel very motivated. You'll have some good tangible tips and tricks to help you overcome limiting beliefs, things that are not serving you, things that are holding you back. Think of these things like little mind obstacles. We're going to talk about ways to overcome those things today. But first and foremost, I feel like we need a little quick self-check-in. Or not self-check-in, we already did that. A quick little life catch-up. Okay, so where were we? I feel like last week, you guys, it's been a blur. Honestly, anyone listening who has kids, little kids, I genuinely feel like these days are going so fast. It's actually insane. And I look back, I'm like, what happened last week? If you've been following my journey, I have an in-person Pilates studio called Sunshine Pilates, and I opened it recently. out of my garage. It's been a really fun journey and God has been so in it. I have to say though, like I can say it's been amazing, all this stuff. I feel like that's kind of been my generic answer when people ask me how it's been going. It's been going really good. Like that is very truthful, but it has also been hard. I have to say having an in-person business is a lot more work than having an online business because there's a lot more attention to detail that goes into it. Like example, after I film a class for my online Pilates studio, sweaty studio, I don't have to vacuum the floors. After a class at Sunshine Pilates, I gotta vacuum the floors, make sure the hair is not there because, you know, you gotta make sure the client experience is amazing and not gross. Also, it's in my garage and I have to make sure the weather and temperature is good. So the weather in Florida has been really strange lately. It's been hot on some days, cold on some days. It can't really make up its mind, it seems. So I have a fan and I kind of like will take it out of the closet, put it away, out and put it away. Like it's interesting. Gotta make sure the bottles are refilled. Like it's not like it's a lot of really hard things, but it's things that I have to be mindful of. And that has been really interesting. Even the marketing for an in-person business is totally different than an online business. Like, yes, yeah, social media is very important, like an online business as well, but it's different goals, right? Like an online business, you're trying to get your customer to go to your website and click buy now or click the trial, get them to sign up and do the stuff at home. An in-person business is you're trying to get them to not only sign up for your class, but to also show up for your class. So that is a whole new ball game because I offer a first class free. So figuring out like, how do I incentivize people to show up even if they got a free class and maybe they're not wanting to get out of their house because it definitely takes more effort to get out of your house to go somewhere than to just click a button to play a class. So anywho, it's been a very interesting journey. I think also it's been a lot of a new time commitment as well. Like, I mean, teaching in person, like you are literally hosting people in a space, like you're needing to make them feel seen, feel loved, feel welcomed, while also giving them a really good workout. Where online, like you want people to feel the same way, but you're not like talking to these people before class, after class, doing hands-on corrections. Like it has been a new world. And I think on top of that, like having Belle, she was not feeling well last week and that was kind of scary because I've never had her be sick before. So navigating having a baby that's an in-person studio, finding that balance of both, like it has definitely been challenging. And you guys, I want to just keep it real with you. I feel like I feel like I'm having a therapy session because honestly, like my vulnerability lately, I think it's been a little bit lacking. I think that I've been having a bit of a hard time feeling like I can really let people in because like my life, I'm really thankful for everything and my life's been going really well. But I think it's still been like, there's been moments where it's been challenging and I felt lonely, like, and like people don't really, I don't really have people in my life who can necessarily like relate to what everything I'm experiencing. So it's been hard too because it's like my problems don't seem like big problems at all in the grand scheme of anything. But then I know they also affect me emotionally. And it's like, you know what I mean? I think we've probably all experienced that feeling. So on Saturday, I was getting coffee with my friends after I taught. I had like a fun collab class this weekend with another business in the area for Sunshine Pilates. I was getting coffee with my friends after and I received a text from someone who I'm not close to at all. Like I've maybe talked to them a couple times. Anyways, it was a text that kind of like hurt my feelings a little bit. It was about, the person didn't mean bad, but long story short is it was kind of about my like communication, how I communicate, how fast I respond to people. And this has definitely been an area of my life that I feel like I've really been trying to work on. It's been hard. I don't know why texting people back, making plans has felt so hard for me. I think it's just like a lot of energy, a lot of decision making, and maybe my brain doesn't feel like it. I don't know. Maybe I've been overthinking stuff a little bit. But anyways, it was a whole text about that and it made me really sad because like I don't mean to make anyone feel bad, but also I've been working on my communication frequency. My friends joke that I take 3 business days to respond. So that being said, I definitely felt like really sad on Saturday when I received that text, and I was just kind of like, am I a bad friend? Like that was how I felt when I received this text, because it was like an insecurity, something that I've been working on and I know is an area of my life that I need to work on and improve. And I ended up crying like at coffee with my friends, and I've never cried in front of these people. I definitely feel like crying in front of people, like I don't know why, like I kind of put that guard up for myself. Like I don't really cry in front of people like I used to. Feel like I just kind of like open up and cry. Anyways, it was amazing. Long story short, it was amazing crying in front of my friends and just like opening up my heart and being vulnerable and being like, I don't have everything together. I don't need to pretend to have everything together. My life is amazing and I'm so thankful for everything in my life, but I definitely still am a human being. And I think people who have what everyone wants in their lives, like I'm thinking about like celebrities, like they look like they have everything on the outside that everyone wants, but they still go through stuff. So anyways, long story short, if you're listening to this rant right now, my little just sharing what's been going on in my life, is if you've been feeling like maybe your problems aren't that big of problems, but you've still been affected by them, like don't devalidate yourself. Like you can still tell people what's going on in your heart and just like let them in. It doesn't mean that you're an ungrateful person. It doesn't mean that your problems aren't valid. Like even small things can affect us sometimes. And so I just want to encourage you with that and let you in on my heart. Okay. Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and Praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty. This episode of Healthy Be Human is brought to you by Graza, the olive oil that you squeeze. If you follow along on my Instagram stories, you have probably seen that your girl is in her Chef Cali cooking era. That is right. I am not on day one, but I am on day two. And it is a really fun era because I definitely want to prioritize my healthy eating journey this year. And one of those ways that I love to take care of my nutrition is consuming olive oil and using it in my cooking. Olive oil is a timeless and healthy fat in your meals. And I think a lot of us actually sleep on all of the nutritious, amazing benefits. Olive oil is rich in these things called monounsaturated fats, which basically support your heart health by improving your cholesterol levels. Olive oil is also packed with antioxidants and polyphenols that combat inflammation and may reduce the risk of chronic disease. What I love about Graza specifically is it is single origin and super, super fresh. Plus, Graza comes from two exceptional oils in convenient squeeze bottles. We got the Sizzle, a clean, rich cooking oil with a high smoke point of 410 degrees Fahrenheit, which is perfect for baking, sauteing, and roasting. We also got the Drizzle, which is a vibrant, grassy finishing oil, ideal for enhancing your salads, dipping breads, and even drizzling over desserts. Both of these are crafted from picual natural olives grown in Jaén, Spain, ensuring purity and quality, which is very important in olive oil. Experience the benefits of Graza with their starter kit, which includes both sizzle and drizzle, plus eco-friendly refill cans to keep your kitchen stocked sustainably. So head to graza.co and use Cali to get 10% off your Graza starter kit and get to cooking your next chef quality meal. We are in our cooking era, my queen. Have you ever felt like your hormones are just off? Maybe you've noticed little things like sleepless nights, low energy, or those mild mood swings that just seem to creep up out of literally nowhere. I honestly didn't even realize I was struggling with hormonal changes for the longest time. As women, we aren't taught in school that it's actually not normal to feel tired all the time, dealing with occasional bloating and snapping at the smallest things. It wasn't until I started my hormone deep dive that I realized there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors lurking in our daily lives. They're in the food we eat, the water we drink, even the skincare products we use. Add that to the natural hormone changes we're already going through, and it's no wonder so many of us are feeling off. But here's the good news, you don't have to feel this way anymore. That's where Hormone Harmony comes in, a nature-inspired herbal formula that's helping women of all ages feel like themselves again. Hormone Harmony is packed with adaptogens, which are plant-based ingredients that help your body adapt to stress. That means Hormone Harmony works with your body to manage chaotic hormonal changes. Whether it's mild PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, those uncomfortable hot flashes, or just feeling tired all the time, this product has got you covered. One of the biggest things people notice when their hormones are balanced is how much more energized they feel. What's even better is that Hormone Harmony comes from Happy Mammoth, a company dedicated to making products that actually work. They use only science-backed herbal ingredients, and you can tell their priority is quality. If this sounds like something you need in your life, now is the time to try. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CALI at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CALI for 15% off today.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
So some common beliefs, limiting beliefs, excuses that we've been making that have been holding us back from really stepping into our best selves. So I think it's really important to just bite the bullet, bite the things that are just holding our butts back. And I wrote down 5 excuses that I know I've struggled with before, things that are very common excuses, and I'm going to give us just some tips and tricks, tangible stuff we can apply to get rid of these things. So the first thing is the I'll do it when I have more time, energy excuse. Raise your hand if you've been there before. I know I have so many times. I was listening to a podcast years ago, actually. I don't know if you're familiar with the Jay Shetty podcast. I haven't listened to that thing in so long, but it's a self-improvement podcast, I think. And I remember he was talking about like decision fatigue in our brains, like how it's very common where we get more exhausted thinking about a decision rather than just doing it when it happens. So let me just give you context for this. Laundry. Once again, I find myself recording this in my pile of laundry on my bed that I'm not folding. Making the decision to fold laundry instead of just doing it, like really thinking about it, is more exhausting than just doing it. And this is just hesitation. Hesitation, when you hesitate, that is when we make excuses. But when you just jump in without really like thinking about the energy it'll take, the time it'll take, and you just do it, it makes it way less exhausting. I actually put this into practice this morning. So I was really procrastinating putting away my Christmas decorations. I had a little Christmas tree that was in my Pilates studio, and I have my big Christmas tree, and I have a garland on my kitchen, and I have some other decorations. It is Jan 14 as I'm recording this, and they are still in my house, still up. I was just overthinking taking down a Christmas tree. I was like, this feels like the biggest project in the entire world. I don't have time for this. I don't have energy for this. I don't want to do this. And then today I was like, what would happen if I just did it? And I just stopped thinking about how exhausting it will be. And I just do the thing. I literally did it in like less than 10 minutes. I took down the first tree and it was so easy. Was it comfy? Like, was it fun? No, but it was way less energy than I'd made it out to be in my mind. I find that oftentimes things I'm resisting are not as exhausting as I really am thinking they're gonna be. So that is one thing I recommend if you have been making this excuse for something in your life, rather than thinking about how tiring it's gonna be, rather than thinking about how much work it's gonna be, take the first step. What is the first thing you need to do to start this project? Okay, next excuse is analysis paralysis, aka not sure where to start. I don't know where to start, so I'm just not going to start. This is a really common thing when it comes to a fitness plan or like eating healthy or meal prep, for example. John and I have totally experienced this with meal prepping. We have a cookbook we follow. It's amazing. It's called Cook Once, Eat All Week. It is so fun. You meal prep once and then literally you cook the meals. Like, it requires hardly any effort to make the food, but for some reason, like, the meal prep day has felt so major to us. And it's so interesting because I think when we just start with the first step, as in going and getting groceries, it all flows and follows. This is really is similar to the first one of I'll do it when I have more time energy. It all comes down to taking the first step, especially with analysis paralysis. I think what also can really contribute to this excuse is that perfectionism mindset. So like, for example, when I was first starting, I had a blog before I had social media stuff. It was called I'm Sweaty and I Know It. I didn't want to launch that thing for so long because it wasn't quote unquote perfect. It wasn't what I wanted it to be. Even my website for my in-person studio, oh my goodness, this is a recent example. I didn't want to like have the website because it wasn't perfect. It wasn't like aesthetic to my standards or whatever, but it was a functioning website. And it took me so long to just be like, you know what, Callie, bare minimum, post it. Who cares? Like, it's only going to get better. That has what has helped me so much with overcoming analysis paralysis is knowing that it's going to be the worst it's ever going to be when you first begin. Because from the start, you have a place to build. You have that foundation you can keep building on. You don't have to expect it to be an actual perfect thing. Like, think about your house you live in right now, your apartment. When you moved in, it was a blank slate, right? It was great, but it wasn't what it is now. It took time for you to move your stuff in, to slowly start to design the rooms, to get the things, to clean the place. Like, it was a process. And that is just how everything looks. Maybe you want to eat healthier this year. Start with just crowding out your afternoon snack that is a bag of chips with something that is a more nourishing alternative. Like, let's say you do a pita chips and hummus instead of eating Lay's sour cream and onion chips or whatever. That is a really simple way to begin. You don't have to be like, okay, my entire life needs to change right now in this day. And then it's like, that's exhausting. That's overwhelming. That is just like, you're not going to start because it just feels huge. It feels like a major life event. But if you just make it a simple habit to start, it just makes you get past that analysis paralysis. So I think also like, just realizing that you can always pivot. If you mess up when you start, who cares? Like, you're gonna learn from it, you're gonna overcome it, and you're only gonna keep growing. So why not just start? Put yourself out there. Stop overthinking it and just do it. Number three is the excuse of there's already someone else doing it, so why me? This is something that I think a lot of people struggle with who are maybe wanting to start a podcast or start a social media account or start a business. They see other people doing it. Like, I know, for example, I definitely had this thought cross my mind when I was getting fed from the algorithm on Instagram. So many girls who were teaching Pilates had online Pilates websites, businesses, and I was like, there's so many people out there doing what I'm doing. Why would someone join my studio? Do you see how negative that is, first of all? Like, that's just a lie from the enemy trying to hold you back, first of all. Secondly, is what makes me special versus somebody else is me, my story, my personality. No one else is me. I have that special touch on my business that no one else has on their business. What makes someone else's business special? It's them. It's their story. It's their life experiences, their personality, their touch. Like, that's the thing, is I don't believe that there can be too many fish in the ocean. I think that God has designed us each with a purpose. He has given us talents. He's given us desires. He's given us dreams. And like, I think if we surrender our dream to the Lord and we just follow his calling on our life, even if a ton of other people are already doing that thing, like, he's going to use us specifically in that area. So why let that defeating, discouraging voice telling you that there's already someone else doing it hold you back when maybe your specific story could touch someone else's life in a way that no one else's story could? Your story is your superpower. Okay, number four is the excuse of healthy habits are too expensive. I don't have enough money to do yada, yada, yada. I believe, I don't know if you've seen this trend on social media. Have you seen the best things and the rich trends? Like, I am rich in blank and blank and blank. And it's not about money. It's like, I'm rich in my relationships, in my life, in my friendships, like all these different things. With healthy, let's just like really drill in on the area of health and wellness for this excuse. I think what we see online is just so much flashy stuff. Like, we see the new infrared sauna thing that's like thousands of dollars. We see people doing cold plunges left and right. We see people like getting really, really bougie supplements and all this stuff, when in reality, to live a healthy lifestyle, I think you really don't need all the fluff. Like, the fluff is fun, don't get me wrong, but you can start with just the essentials. Sleep. Sleep is so beneficial in so many more ways than taking a random supplement. Eating foods that are clean, that are have less than 20 ingredients in them. Like, those things are actually usually, I learned this when I was getting certified in health coaching, is some of the most expensive stuff in the grocery store is actually the stuff in the middle of the grocery store, which is a lot of our processed packaged goods. So a lot of like the snacks we eat, you're going to notice that they're between like $4 and $5. Where if you actually go and shop on the outskirts of the grocery store, like, you get the produce, you get the meats, all the stuff, when you check out, it's going to be less than if you were just shopping in the middle of the grocery store. I have personally experienced this to be true. When I was like really in my plant-based era, I do not eat plant-based. I actually don't. I think plant-based has a purpose, but I think we do need meats personally. Like, meats are very, very good. But when I was eating plant-based, I noticed like I was really not spending that much money because I was eating like a lot of veggies, a lot of fruits. I was trying to avoid the processed stuff. It was super interesting. So I believe that that is true. And I think that healthy food, like, you don't need all of the crazy expensive stuff. Like, you can get an avocado, you can get a bag of lettuce, you can get a cucumber, you can get like meat. You don't have to get your like ashwagandha, mushroom powder, whatever, all the stuff that's like $20 plus. Like, you can live a healthy life and not spend a ton of money. I mean, water is free. Hydration is very, very good for your body. Movement is free. You can go on a walk. You can do a home workout on YouTube for free. Like, there are so many things that, like, breath work, I mean, deep breathing, like, that's free. Praying to the Lord is free. Like, there's so many things that are free. So money, there's always a way around it. Even with like starting something, you have YouTube at your hands if you have internet. And if you're listening to the podcast, you have internet. So YouTube is game changing for if you want to start a business and you don't want to spend thousands of dollars on a course or on coaching or on whatever. I literally built my business from watching YouTube videos on how to do things that I had no idea how to do. ChatGPT is also an amazing free resource as well for getting answers to the questions, very specific questions. So yeah, there you go. Number five is I need to wait until blank thing has happened to start. I think this goes really similar with our first two excuses of like, not sure where to start, I'll do it when I have more energy. But I think that it's so interesting. I think it's like waiting until you think it's the perfect time to begin, but that perfect time never happens. Like, there's always something in our life that you can use as an excuse for why something shouldn't begin. I think a lot of times we hold back on starting because we're actually just afraid. We're just scared that what's it gonna look like? Like it's like an exciting thing, but we're like, I don't know. Like, I'll just wait until this happens because I'm scared to start. Listen, the perfect time, there's never a perfect time. You just gotta start and you'll figure it out as you go. Maybe your life right now feels so busy, but you're feeling the Lord put on your heart that now is the time to start that ministry or to teach Pilates or to start a podcast. I think it's like in those moments when you feel like you don't have time or you need this thing to happen, really press into the Lord and get on His timing with it, because God knows best. God knows what your life is going to look like. So surrendering it to Him and asking God to give you that peace and knowing when it's the right time, opening those doors. But here's the deal. Sometimes it's not the best thing to just be like, okay, God, this is in your hands. I'm not going to do anything. God needs us to take steps of faith, and He will lead us in the right direction if we surrender it to Him. So for example, if I feel like the Lord is calling me to, let's say, I'll just use the Pilates and praise class, for example, I definitely like, okay, actually we'll use my, what's a good example? Let's just say like God was calling me to write a book or something. And I wasn't sure if it was a now kind of thing or a down the line kind of thing. Really praying into it. If I still feel like, okay, maybe it's a now thing, be like, okay, God, I am going to take this first step. I'm going to, let's just say, I don't really know anything about writing a book, but let's just say it's picking a title. Lord, I'm going to pick a title for the book and I'm going to contact this person. Lord, if this is not your will, please make it evidently clear and close the doors for me. So just like giving God the control, be like, God, like, close these doors if you don't want this to happen. I'm going to take these steps in this direction. I want to do your will, Lord, but please, like, if this is not your timing, make it evidently clear for me. Faith without action, I don't think is faith. I think it's important to have action in faith, but it's also really important to make sure that the faith is coming from God giving you vision, God telling you, like, putting something on your heart rather than you like trying to prove to God that you have faith, if that makes sense. So faith and vision and action all go very, very hand in hand. Okay, I hope that all makes sense. These are 5 just common excuses that I know I've made in my own life and I've heard friends make and I know a lot of people make. So I really hope that these tips have helped you a lot with how can you overcome these common excuses. Take these thoughts captive. When an excuse comes up and you know it's an excuse, reject it from your mind. Be like, I bind this excuse in my mind. I cast it out in Jesus' name. Send it to the feet of Jesus. I think Satan sends excuses and limiting beliefs into our minds as stumbling blocks, trying to hold us back from really living our purpose out. God has given you a reason for being alive today. You have a purpose for being here. If you are listening to this podcast right now, you are alive for a reason. Maybe your life doesn't feel like it's full of purpose right now, but I'm telling you, it is. God has you in this season for a reason. He's refining you in this season. He is going to teach you things for your pure purpose in the future. And just know that you are here for a reason. I cannot say that enough. But I hope this episode really helped you. Let me know if you're listening on Spotify. Let me know in the comments which of these excuses you're going to work on this week. And I'm holding all of us accountable to taking these excuses captive and pushing through them. The best way to break excuses, to not live an excuse-filled life, is to simply work against them and do the opposite of what the excuse is saying in your mind. I believe in you. You can do this. You have what it takes. And I promise that you are going to live and you are living this amazing, incredible life that God has built you to live. All right. I'll see you next time. Have the best day. And of course, continue to be healthy but human. Give yourself grace. Give others grace. Show yourself and others so much love and know that you are here for a purpose and for a reason. All right. I'll see you next time, my gorgeous queen. Stay healthy but human. Bye. Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and Praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close.
Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and Praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty.